family bore Narayan Singh, and the Strangler cult an abiding grudge. Deceivers had murdered Totan, the son of Sara's brother, Tyday. Tyday lay buried beneath glittering stone with the captured. Uncle Doge had offered no promises to Narayan Singh. I wondered if Singh knew all that. Most of it, probably, though the subject never arose in his presence. I noted also that without plan or signal, my other companions had placed themselves so that we were surrounded by armed men. Only Swan seemed unsure of his role. "Settle and have some rice," I told him. "I hate rice, Sleepy. We're going places where there'll be a little more variety. I hope. I've eaten rice till it's coming out my ears, too." Narayan opened the oilskins reverently, set them aside one by one, ready to be reused. The book he revealed was big and ugly, but not much distinguished it from volumes I saw every day when I was Dorby Day Banerjee. Nothing branded it the most holy, most sacred text of the darkest cult in the world. Narayan opened it. The writing inside was completely inelegant, erratic, disorganized, and sloppy. The Daughter of Night had begun inscribing it when she was 4. As Narayan turned the page, I saw that the girl was a fast learner. Her hand improved rapidly. I saw, too, that she had written in the same script used to record the first volume of the Annals. Were both in the same language? Where was Master Santaraxita when I needed him? Out on the Nagir with Sara and One Eye. No doubt complaining about the accommodations and the lack of fine dining. Too bad, old man. I have the same problems here. Satisfied that it's genuine? I asked. Narayan could not deny it. So I've lived up to my half of the bargain. I have, in fact, made every effort to facilitate it. The game is back to you now.
You have nothing to lose, analyst. I still wonder how I would get away from here alive.
I won't do anything to keep you from leaving. If revenge is absolutely necessary, it'll be that much sweeter down the road. Narayan tried to read my true intentions. He was incapable of accepting anything at face value. On the other hand, there's no way you'll go anywhere if you don't produce the key, and we'll know if you try to pass off a substitute. I looked at Doge. Narayan did the same. Then he settled into an attitude of prayer and sealed his eyes. Kina may have responded. The grove did turn icy cold. A sudden breeze brought a ghost of the odor from the place of the bones.
Singh shuddered, opened his eyes.
I have to go into the temple. Alone.
Wouldn't be a back way out of there, would there? Singh smiled softly.
Would it do me any good if there were?
Not this time. Your only way out of here is not to be a deceiver.
So be it. There'll be no Year of the Skulls if I don't take a chance.
Let him go, I told Doge, who stood between Narayan and the temple. River and Runmust, I noted, now had bamboo in hand, in case the little man made a break.
He has been in there a long time, River complained.
But he's still there.